Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said yesterday's nest egg will hardly buy today's birdhouse. Once again, we appreciate your listening to Bible Meditations. It's always great to know that you're interested in the Bible program, and we're very glad that you're listening to our program today. Please tell others about the program and give them the opportunity again of studying together from God's Word. This week, we're very well aware of the fact that people everywhere are thinking about Jesus Christ. Christ is the focus of what people are saying and what they're thinking about, and so the question, just who is this one that people are concerned about and talking about, I believe is a very important question. Now we're going to raise the same question that is raised in Bible study in some passages in the Word of God. For instance, in the 9th chapter of the book of John, you remember there was a blind man who was healed. He was able to see, and you remember he was questioned concerning what had happened to him. When the Lord finally talked with him, the Lord asked him the question, "Do you believe in Jesus?" And you remember, as he answered, he said, "Who is he that I may believe?" John 9, 35 through 38. Who is he that I may believe? Then in Matthew chapter 16, a passage we're very familiar with, also it's suggested that we need to know who Jesus Christ is. Let's read that passage together and make some observations about it. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets." And he said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Notice the question that was asked, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Well, let me point out something to you about that. When somebody asked the question, "Who do you say that I am?" Jesus was not given the reply which is as complete as it ought to be. What they said was, "You're John the Baptist. You're Jeremiah. You're one of the prophets. You're a good man." But the Lord was not covered by just simply being a good man or being a prophet of God. Were John the Baptist and Jeremiah good men? There isn't any question about that. Yet they were not the same as the Son of God. So when Peter replied, Peter takes it another step farther when he says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." In other words, you're not just a man, you're more than just a man, and so you're the Christ, the Son of God. The term Christ implies the anointed of God, and so you're the one anointed, appointed, and approved by God in the work that you're doing for the Father in heaven. The Lord responded by saying that he was going to build his church based on that fact that he's the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then he would give the keys of the kingdom of heaven to Peter and the other apostles as they taught the will of God to mankind. But notice in the two accounts, in the account of the blind man, and also now in this account, the question was asked, who is Jesus? And so we need to look for a while at what the Bible says about who he is. First of all, notice that he is said to be, according to Matthew chapter 16, he is said to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, when we say he's the Son of the living God, my friends, there's a distinction that needs to be made between the average person who obeys the gospel of Christ and is born into God's family and the one who is the Son of God in this unique sense. When a person is baptized into Christ, he is born into God's family. The Bible teaches that in the Galatian letter chapter 3, 26 and 27. We are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of us as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. How did I become a child of God? I was born into his family. Well, how did Jesus then differ from the person who was baptized into Christ? Well, he differed in this regard. John 1 and verse 1 says, in the beginning, God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In other words, God existed eternally, and Jesus, the Word, dwelt with him in the very beginning. Who is this Word he's talking about? Verse 14 discusses it and says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. There's a unique way that Jesus is the Son of God. He's not just the average person who obeys the gospel and becomes a child of God when he is baptized into God's family. He is different, he is unique, in that he has been from eternity. He is eternal like his Father is eternal, and so he is God's Son. Now remember a passage in John 3 and verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Can you see in that passage that God allowed his only begotten to become flesh and dwelled among us? Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was born a man. He didn't take the form of an angel. He didn't take the form of some great superior being. He became flesh and dwelt among us. And so the writer of the Hebrew letter describes him, saying that he became Abraham's seed, and that he was born in the flesh, and that since that's the case, he was tempted in all points, like as we are, yet without sin. Jesus, then, is the unique only begotten of the Father in heaven. You and I become children of God when we are baptized into Christ. But remember, we have an elder brother, Jesus the Christ, who is eternal, who has always been, and came into the world to bring redemption to the human family. He suffered in all things, like as we do, being tempted, but he was able to overcome those temptations, and as a result of it, we are able to come to him, and he is able to succor those who come unto him. That is, he gives help and gives consolation to those who turn to him. Friends, when somebody says something about Jesus the Christ, Remember, he's not talking about another man. He's not talking about someone who is human alone. He's talking about the divine Son of God who became human so that we might have the opportunity of salvation. What a great thing to honor the one who is the Son of God. We appreciate your listening today. Hope you'll be listening again tomorrow. And remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.